This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera akanaka vateereri, tinosangana zvakare manera anhasi uri musi wechipiri, chikumi 28, 2016. Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti hezvinoi zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Mutungamiri wenyika Robert Mugabe vopinda mumusangano weSADC Troika uri kuitirwa kuBotswana vachiziya matambudziko ari muLesotho asi pasina nyaya yeZimbabwe iri mudariro.
Izvozvi maunions rese ari Apex Council, state unions dziri Apex Council vari kutorozwa kuti vashandi vanoti kudini. Saka naizvozvo tangomirira kuti zvoti vashandi vanoti kudini, nekuti isu tinongonaudza hurumende zvinotaura vashandi vavo.
Vamiriri vevashandi vehurumende vanoti vaive kuziya kuti votambira zana remadhora here kana kuti kwete, vakamirira mihoro yavo iyo iri kunonoka kuuya. Hurumende inoti hapana kudzokera shure pakurambidza zvimwe zvinhu munyika, ichiti inoda kusimudzira makambani emuZimbabwe. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Mutungamiri wenyika Robert Mugabe nhasi vapinda mumusangano weSADC Double Troika kuBotswana kuti vazeye nyaya yekunetsana iri kuitika muLesotho. VaMugabe avanzi vanga vachiratidza kunge vasiri kunyatsonzwa zvakanaka, vanonzi vatambirwa nemufaro nevanhu vemunyika iyi. Mutungamiri weBotswana vaIan Khama ndova sachigaro weSADC pari zvino. Vamwe vesangano rinorwira kodzero dzevanhu veZimbabwe Vigil vari kuBritain vainge vanyorera tsamba yekunyunyuta kuna vaKama vachiti vanofanira kuzeya nyaya yeZimbabwe pamusangano uyu. Asi zvinonzi nyaya iyi haina kupinda mudariro. Mukuzeya nezvenyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 abata vafungai mabhunu veZimbabwe Vigil.
Sadaki yakatiregerera kuda kutarisa maproblems akaitika kuZimbabwe dzaane makore. Sadai kusvika pakuti vatoita even vaMugabe kumita kuvaita chairman vacho. Saka ndo tinoratidza kuti Sadaka haina basa nezviri kuitika kuZimbabwe. Saka takatatochemawo neBotswana kuti endai munotiisirawo nyaya yedu iyi, ndo zviri kuitika kuZimbabwe kuti zvitaurwa, kuti vasaite kunge zvinonzi kuZimbabwe zvirizaiti. Vanhu vari kudzvanyirirwa, kune nzara, kune makakatanwa pakati peiyo ZANU PF. Vanhu vakutotadza kutogara muchaine chitonwa dzakuna mari, vanhu vachaita sei? Saka Sadak izvozvo yakagara yangoti yatiregerera.
Saka imi zvii zvamunoda kuti Sadak inge ichiita panyaya dziri kunetsa muZimbabwe idzi?
Tinoziva kuti Sadak imire itaure kuti zviri kuitika, vataure vaMugabe kuti zvamuri kuita zvazvina kururama. Nezvinezvi maelections anonzi akuya, saka Sadak tinge ichida kuti ibasa rayo kutoona kuti kana maelections aitwa, maelections anenge ari asina kudzvinyirirana, asina kuchityidzirana, asina kukubirirwa kuita chitsotsi. Zvetinoziva ZANU PF inoita chitsotsi, inobirira.
Mubvunzo wekupedzisira, makapindurwa here tsamba yamaendesa kuna vaKamai?
Mhinduro yacho inomalinwa nzononoka, but mazira atinoita kune mamwe mauyo atinomboendesa zvinotora time, but zvatinoziva ndezvekuti vaKama vakaiona vasati vaenda kuTroika. Tsamba yedu vakaiona, petition yedu vakaiona.
Nhengo yeZimbabwe Vigil wafungai mabhunu vachitaura parunare muLondon naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Bato reZANU PF nhasi raita chipatapata kupasisa bhiri rezvekusandura mitemo yekutongwa kwematunhu kana kuti Local Government Laws Amendment Bill. Zvisinei nekuti bato rinopikisa reMDC ranga richiti zvinhano zvekupasisa bhiri iri hazvina kutevedzwa sezvinodiwa nemutemo. Asi kunyanga azvo nengo dzeMDC dzatora awa nechidimbu dzichedza kutsanangura izvi. Mutauriri wedare iri vaJacob Mudenda vati matana anodiwa ose akatevedzwa. Ivan Chifera anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Idzo inhengo dzeMDC dzichiratidzira kusapara nedanho ratorwa nemutauri weparamende vaJacob Mudenda rekuti gurukota rezvimatunhu vaSevia Kasukwere vaendere mberi nebhiri iri zvisinei nezvange zvataurwa nevanokokera nhengo dzeMDC mudare iri vaInnocent Gonese kuti matanho ese anodiwa ange asina kutevedzwa zvikuru sei pakaziyewa bhiri iri nekomiti yeParliamentary Legal Committee iyo inoongorora kuti mabhiri ese haapokani nemutemo wenyika. VaGonese vanoti ivona muzvari Jesse Majome senhengo dzePLC havana kupiwa mukana wekupa pfungwa dzavo pabhiri iri. Vanoti dzimwe nhengo dzePLC dzinoti vaFortune Chasi, vaZiyambi Ziyambi navaJonathan Samukange vese kubva kuZanu PF vakaita musangano vega pasina nhengo dzeMDC. Asi vaMudenda vati musangano uyu wakaitwa zviri pamutemo uye hapana mutemo unoti nhengo dzese dzePLC dzinofanira kuvepo panoitwa misangano. Asi vaGonese vati mutongo wavaMudenda waitwa mushure mekunge vanyeberwa nenhengo dzePLC kubva kuZanu PF pamwe nevashandi veparamende uye unotyora bumbiro remutemo. Muzvare Jesse Majome vasinirawo kuti manyepo kuti vakabvumirana nenhengo dzeZanu PF dziri muPLC kuti vati bhiri Local Government Laws Amendment harityori bumbiro remutemo. Asi zvisinei nezvataurwa nenhengo dzeMDC vaMudenda vati nhaurirano dzebhiri iri dzienderere mberi. Asi izvi hazvina kushamisa nekuti kunyange hazvo nhaurirano pabhiri iri dzange dzisati dzatanga mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vange vatokoka nhengo dzeSenate idzo dziri pazororo kuti dzidzoke kubasa nemusi wechina apo dzinotarisirwa kupasisa bhiri iri. Vagari vemuHarare vakaita saamai Lokadia Patsika vanoti havana kufara nezvaitika muparamende.
ZANU PF inofanira kudzidza kuti mutemo ngaiwiriranwe pekutanga vasati vamhanya kuita mutemo usiri kufadza vanhu vese.
VaClarice Maduku vePlatform for Youth Development ndeumwe wavo vasina kufara nemafambisirwo ari kuitwa kunyorwa kwebhiri iri.
Ndinotaurwadzikana kuti nyaya yebhiri iyi raakumhanyiswa sekusiya kwandinoitawo semugari. Inyaya dzekuti kana hurumende yakugadzira mapolicies inouya kuvanhu yobvunza kuti munoionawo sei nyaya iyi, totaura zvatinopfungwa dzedu sekuti vanhu vazhinji vari kurwadzikana kuti bhiri iri riri kumhanyiswa richipa masimba akawandisa kuna minister of which isusu tenge tisevagari ngaridzoka rinoongororwa kwariite zvinoda vagari.
Vachipa pfungwa dzavo pamutongo wapihwa navaMudenda, imwe nhengo yeMDC vaNelson Chamisa vati vaMudenda vazviomesera uye mutongo wavo unogona kupikiswa kumatare edzimhosva. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Ivan Chipera.
Sangano reApex Council rinoti masangano evashandi vehurumende achiri mushishi yekunzwa pfungwa dzevashandi pamusoro peurongwa hwehurumende wekuda kufanopa mushandi mumwe nemumwe zana remadhora semari yekufambisa kusvika vashandi vatambira mihuro yavo. Izvi zvinotevera kukundikana kubuda nechisungo kwemapuka maviri aimirira vashandi neraimirira hurumende pamusangano wakaitwa nezuro muHarare. Izvo zvakaita kuti masangano evashandi ose ari 13 adzokere kunhengo dzavo kunonzwa kuti dzinotambira here kana kuramba chikumbiro chehurumende chekuti dzifanopiwa zana remadhora. Sachigaro weApex Council amai Cecilia Alexander vanoti vane urongwa hwekusangana nevashandi vose vehurumende nemusi wemugovera kuti vanzwewo pfungwa dzavo pamusoro penyaya dzemihoro idzi. Mamwe masangano evashandi vehurumende akatozivisa kare kuti nhengo dzavo hadzisi kuzotambira zana remadhora riri kuda kupiwa nehurumende iri uye vanotarisira kuti vanenge vasisakwanisa kuenda kumabasa kubva kutanga kwemwedzi unouya. Ngatizwe hurukuru yataita naamai Alexander pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Vazhinji yakatadza kubhadhara vashandi vayo mari mizuno isiti mari iyoyo vanozovabhadhara mwedzi unouya. Isusu vamiri vevashandi saka ndakatumwa nevashandi vehurumende tichiudza hurumende kuti vakabhadhara mari iyoyo vashandi vanogona kutadza kuya kuba nekuti munenge zvati vashandi vehurumende vano havatambiri mari yakawanda saka vanozopedza mwedzi mari yavo inenge yapera saka vanoti anozotishandisa kunakubasa sei tisina kutenga chikafu tisina kudya uye basa kwacho kuenda kuita sambani kabe chimo chetanga chingo udzawo hurumende kuti vana venyu vari kuchema kuti kana mukapedza kuti bhadhara mazuva anofanira kunge muchiti bhadhara hatizokwanisi kuuya kubasa.
Saka mushure mekunge mapa hurumende divi renyu nechichemo chenyu iyo ichirambawo yakatsika madziro kuti haina mari, izvii zvamaa kuzoita?
Hurumende nezuro yakazoti ichapa mumwe neumwe mushandi wehurumende wavatadza kubhadhara mwedzi uno vachamupa $100 kuti vakwanise kuuya kubasa, nekuti vanotarisa kuti vanhu vashandi vavo vauye kubasa. Saka isu takati aiwa urongwa uyu patakaita meeting yekutanga havana kunge vahunza patiri, saka vashandi vedu tanga tisina kutombonobvunza kuti vanotiwo kudii nazvo. Saka izvozvi maunions ese ari muapex council, 13 unions dziri muapex council tichisanganisira nemaunions ari kuhealth sector, nekuti tiri kuenda kunhaurirano idzi tinavo, vari kutoronzwa kuti vashandi vanoti kudini. Saka naizvozvo tangomirira kuti zvoti vashandi vanoti kudini, nekuti isu tinongonoudza hurumende zvinotaura vashandi vavo.
Saka munotarisira riini kunzwa zvichabva kuvashandi kunhengo dzenyu?
Isusu tiri kuti imba iri kutsva. Saka imba zvairi kutsva tanditokurudzira kuti vamiririri vevashandi maunions acho andataura iwayo vaite basa iro rokukonsauta, vambomira zvose zvavangada kuita, tomboti isusu ngatikonsauta neitizvokuti vanhu vanoda chii kuti tikurumidze kuudza hurumende.
Vanga vari sachigaro weApex Council amai Cecilia Alexander vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Vasungwa nevakanga vari vasungwa vanosvika 16 vepajeri rekuBanget avakaita zvidzidzo zvekurima fodya vakapiwa zvitupa zvekurima fodya. Mutoro wedu wenhau Arthur Chigoriwa anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Mumwe wakapiwa chitupa chekurima fodya pamhemberero yakaitwa svondo rino ndiva Matthias Mushambe vanogara kumutora shanga. Vamushambe ava vakagara mujeri kwemakore matanhatu mushure mekuwanikwa vaine mhosva yekutsika munhu nemotokari. Vanoti zvidzidzo zvekurima fodya zvakavayamura sezvo vave murimi wefodya nemukurumbira. Vamushambe vanoti vave kutopinza vamwe vanhu basa mumunda wavo wefodya.
Inyaya yechidzidzo chefodya chiri kuitwa panapa, ndirimo ndakasingazive kuti ndinganyatsotangire nepapi, dzanga dziri pfungwa ndangariro ndichifungidza kuti ndinotangira papi, asi Mwari ananga aine chaanoita paupenyu hwemunhu. Hazvina kunditorera nguva, pandakabuda ndaiplana kuti zvandiita chidzidzo changu chefodya ndakatambidzwa setifiketi sematambidzikiro aita vakomana. Asi shuwiro yangu yakanga iri kuti ndinobuda ndakabatei pa6 years chandinoti ichi ndinacho, kurudawo kugadzirira upenyu hwangu hwekumberi kuti ndigonoraramisa futi mhuri yangu. Tinozviziva kuti kana munhu apara anosungwa osevha, kana asevha odzokera panze onoratidza unhu hwakanaka. Ndozvandakaita ini, ndakanoratidza nekurima yefodya yotobhakwe.
Mumwe musungwa akapiwa chitupa chekurima fodya ndiva Webest Tatafadzwa Mubayiwa vekudombo shava ava vakaburizwa mujeri mushure mekuregererwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe mwedzi wapera. Vanoti vari kutarisira kupiwa chidimbu chemunda kuti vagoratidza unyanzvi hwavo hwekurima fodya. Vamubayiwa vanoti vanofara nekuburiswa mujeri vasati vapedza makore avakatarirwa pamwe nekudzidziswa kurima fodya, izvo vanoti zvichavayamura mukurarama.
Kudzidza ndakadzidza but handina munda, saka ndaichida munda wekuti ndikwanise kuti ndikwanise kurima. Of course capital ndokwanisa kuitsvaka tsvaka ndikaiwana zvo, but pekurima handina because kumusha kwangu inini kwakarohwa neurban migration kudombo shavo, saka hakusisina kana pekurima.
Vamushambe vanoti pari zvino vave kutodzidzisawo vamwe vari munharaunda mavagere kurima fodya. Mutevedzeri wemukuru weZimbabwe Prison and Correctional Services vaMoses Chihobvu vanoti kuti musungwa akwanise kupinda muchirongwa chekudzidziswa kurima fodya anofanirwa kunge aine chido nekudzidza kurima fodya. Vachihobvu vanoti vanodzidzisa vasungwa vanenge vasarirwa negore rimwe chete kuti vabude muusungwa. Vasungwa vakapiwa zvitupa zvekurima fodya kubva zvatanga chirongwa ichi muna 2008 vanosvika 191 nevapfumbamwe. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muchinoi, ndini Arthur Chigoriwa.
nyanzvi munyaya dzeHIV uye vanorarama neutachiwana uhu vari muWashington DC pamusangano wepagore weAIDS Clinical Trials Group 2016 uyo wakatanga nemusi wesvondo. Ngatinzwe hurukuro yaitwa naMavhilasi Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 namuzvare Martha Tolana vanorarama neutachiwana uhu uye vari pamusangano uyu.
Uno kuWashington DC ndauya nevamwe vanobva muZimbabwe nevanobva kune dzimwe nyika vari kutarisa zvirongwa zveongororo dzinoitwa inonzi nemuchirungu research inoitwa panyaya dzekurapiwa kweHIV.
Zvakakosha sei kuti pange pane zvirongwa zvakadai?
Zvakakosha nekuti pane mushonga wese kuti tizoziva kuti unoshanda unofanirwa kunge watanga waitwa ongororo yakadzama inotaridza kuti zvechokwadi mushonga uyu unoshanda uye unobatsira vanhu, unobatsira nharaunda, unobatsira nyika yese. Saka zvinenge zvakakosha kuti pane vana mazvikokota vakadzidza nezvekuita ongororo vange vachishanda nesu vanenge vari vanogara mune vanhu munharaunda, vamwe vedu tiri variwo kurarama nekutachiwana vachishandisa mishonga iyoyo. Saka zvinenge zvakakosha zvakanyanya kuti pave paine kutaurirana panenge pachiitwa ongororo idzi kuti zvinyatsoonekwa kuti zvese zvinhu zvakaringana, zvese zviri kuitwa nemazvo, hapana pari kumbunyikidzwa vanhu pakuita ongororo uye kuti hapana vanokuwara vanoiswa panjodzi.
Muchange muri muno muWashington kwenguva yakareba sei?
Ndichange ndiri muno kwe7 days, mazuva manomwe, tichitarisa kuti ongororo dzakaitwa nedziri kuitwa kuti dzasvika papi, pane dzapera zvasvika papi, pane zvinofanirwa kuchinjwa here pamaitiro atinenge tichiita ongororo, pane zvinenge zvichibuda zvakanaka kuti vanga vachibatsira paongororo sevarwere, kuti tinoronga sei kuti tivataurire zvinenge zvabuda paongororo.
Munoona zvinenge zvabuda paongororo idzi zvichizotambirwa here pamunodzokera kumusha?
Zvinotambirwa nekuti tinenge tichishanda pamwe chete, tiri vamiririri vevanhu vari munharaunda, zvinhu zvinotambirika.
Vanga vari muzvare Martha Tolana vanorarama neutachiwana weHIV AIDS vachitaura naMavhilasi Muhlanganya weStudio 7 vari muWashington DC muno muAmerica. Makateerera kunhepfenyuro yevanhu yeStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa909 AM, pa4930 kana pa16065 ne15460 kHz pashortwave. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika. Vebato remaRepublicans mudare reUnited States Congress vaburitsa gwaro riri kuti mauto emunyika iyi akanonoka zvikuru kuenda kuBenghazi kuLibya kunobatsira kudzivirira kurwiswa kwemuzinda weAmerica munyika iyi. Kunonoka uku kunonzi kwakapa kuti mumiriri weAmerica nevamwe vaimuchengetedza munyika iyi vaurayiwe nevanofurikidza mwero. Mutungamiri wenyika yeSouth Africa vaJacob Zuma vari kunzi vabhadhare mari inosvika zviuru mazana mashanu zvemadhora pamari yehurumende yakashandiswa kuwedzera imba yavo yekumusha iri kuNkandla. Dare Constitutional Court riri kupedza gwaro raro panyaya iyi uye rikapera vaZuma vanenge vaine mazuva 45 ekubhadhara mari iyi. Vanopikisa vanoti vaZuma vanofanira kuomeserwa vachivapomera mhosva yekuita zveuori. Makateerera kunhepfenyuro yevanhu yeStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Gurukota rinoona nezvemabhizimusi vaMike Bima vaudza Studio 7 kuti hapana kudzoka shure pakurambidza kupinda munyika zvimwe zvinhu zviri kutengwa kunze kwenyika zvakaita sesalad cream, mafuta ekubikisa, mabhara, mvura nezvimwe. VaBima vanoti izvi zvichatanga mwedzi unouya.
inzara yu mabara here, mabara inzara here, kushaye bara inzara here. Ndiyani unojika bara, kana achiti unojika bara, unojika conveyor belt. Ngao yeti mpema conveyor belt kutinao chipinza wanu waji. Hakuna wakambora bidachi, inzara ya wano da inzara ichi. Inotadiza hakuna munu unorambizo upinda chikafu. Hatisi kutaura, hapana paka mbota orwa kunzi, tirikuti msawisa chikafu, hapana paka zakata orwa. Tirikutaura zinu gadiru kwa processed goods zinu gadiru kwa ni industry. Tirikutaura kuti hakuna cooking oil ya kazara, ilikuto export kwa. Tirikuto tengeza kunzi, zinu taa kuti imechipinda kuti zuhide fei. Nasi motambura, moche mafuti mchiti, wanaleda muna mabasa, imi mchino tenga mafuta yoku South Africa, iyo mafuta muna omunomu.
Tichakopa hurukuro izere na vabima mangwana asitichiripanya ii Blessing Zuluwe Studio 7 abatanya nzumunya zesho ufumi vakalisto Jokonya vanoe mutewezeri we mutungamiri we CZI uye Dr. Godfrey Kanyenze vesanga norele bandi Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe. Blessing Zuluwe Studio 7 atanga kunzwa pfungwa zava Jokonya nezvedano rehurumende iri.
Reganditange nichiti izvo pane pataka kanganisa. Pataka tisusu takungoita free for all. Nokuunza kwatakaita US dollar munyika. Takabva tati hakusina ma exchange controls vanonongoita madiro. In other words takava vanhu vanoda kutamba mu Super League isitiri mu second division. Takada kutamba nevari pa level rehigher than us. Saka pane zvinhu zvatakaita zvakawanda zvakaita kuti zvikanganise nyika yedu. Kana mari waingogona kungobuda ne 10,000 every day. Now imagine ukanzi 10,000 daily for 30 days. Une wabuda ne mari 300,000 ya indi. Mpanguwa imwe chete, mwezu umwe chete. Zero watu pana zuzu waka wanda zutakaita zuna. Saka pane zunuda ugadziriswa. And of course pazwezu wa ugadziriswa. Na mwe ine wanza kitika jinji leguti. Pane pane panic. Wana wane wazate zoto bata papu.
Dr. Kanyenze pinda itinzu.
Wajokonya wai bata zakana kachose. Nokuti zviri kuitika apa zvakangofanana nemawira mombe. Yokungoti zvinhu munomboregedza zvichienda nerimwe gwara zvogadzira gwara razvo zvekuti zvinenge zvave kugashirika sezvinhu zvinofanira kunge zvichiitwa izvozvo. Mozongoti karukaru maakushandura zvinhu izvozvo maakuchinja kwamunoenda nako direction. Saka zvinoita kuti pave neconfusion. Vanhu vasaziva kuti chaizvo zvinoda kuitwa ndezvipi, zvinoda kuti zvifambe zvakadini. Saka kana makungoti vanhu vanongomuka zvatakaona zviya zvipaborder, vanhu vongonzi makutobhadhara tax panapa nekuti zvinhu zvakachinja. Ndozvamakazoona zvapava nemhunga mupopoto, vanhu vave kusumuka, vave kuti kana ndauya ndabvawoko ndisingazivi kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei kuSouth Africa, ndatenga zvinhu zvangu ndauya panapa maakundudza kuti zvinhu zvashanduka. Saka zvinhu zvinofanira kuitwa zvakanaka. Ndokusaka ini ndichigara ndichitaura nenyaya yokuti kana muri munzvimbo yakaita sei yedu yeZimbabwe yekuti zvinhu zvese zvine makakatanwa, zvave kuda kuita kugara pasi muchitaurirana musati maita chinhu.
Todzoka kwamuri vaJokonya, asika vakawanda vari kuchema-chema kuti munyika umu zvinhu zvacho zviri kunzi zvisapinde hazvimo, uye nyika yakatarisana nenzara inotyisa. Chii chakaipa kuti vanhu vaunze chikafu munyika?
Hongu ndinobvumirana nevanoda kuisa zvichemo zvakadaro, kuti zvimwe zvinhu hazvimo. Munoziva tofanira kutanga taona kuti chikuru choda kutanga zvataurwa navakanyenze kuti tofanira kugara pasi totaura kuti chii chinombodiwa munyika. Chii chinomboita kuti vanhu veZimbabwe vasava nenzaro? Ngatiti ukaona munhu akunda kunohodha mabiscuits imo munyika musina hupfu, unongoona kuti apa hapana chii, hapana vanhu havazivi chinoresa kuti vanhu vararama.
Dr. Kanyenze, muchitarisawo mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika, pangadei here kumiswa vanhu kuti vange vachiunza zvinhu vanhu vakatarisana nenzara?
Ndozvandareva zviya zvokuti zvinhu zvinoda kutanga zvaongororwa. Hazvisi zvekungomuka ungoti ndezvatave kuita izvi. Zvisina kumbonyatsa kutsetsenurwa, zvisina kumbonyatsoongororwa, musina kunyatsonzwisisa kuti zvatikuda kumisa izvi zvinhu zvinodiwa here, zvinhu zvirimo here kana kuti hazvimo.
Dr. Godfrey Kanyenze vesangano reLabour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe, manzwo zvakare kubva kuna vakalisto Jokonya vanove mutevedzero wemutungamiri weCZI. Vaviri ava vanga vari muHarare muhurukuro yanga ichikokerwa naBlessing Zuluwe Studio 7. Kusamira zvakanaka kwezvinhu munyika kwaita kuti vechidiki vakavanda vapinde mumigwagwa pamwe chete nepamadande mutande paInternet vachiratidza kugunun'una kwavo. Vechidiki vesangano reTajamuka vava kugara vachiratidzira mazuva ano muHarare vachishora kugara kwemutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vapelekezela mupoko muhotera nekuondomukawo kwehupfumi. Uko vechidiki vachitungamirwa napastor Ivan Mawarire varikubudawo pachena vachishora huori muhurumende nekusafambiswa zvakanaka kwezvinhu munyaya dzehupfumi pasi pedingindira reThis Flag. Mukuzeya nezvenyaya iyi, mutungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7 abata mumwe wevakasungwa mazuva mashoma apfuura vachiratidzira muHarare vaStan Zvorwadza.
Vana veZimbabwe vanhu vanoda runyararo zvikuru, asi pari zvino vakuona kuti runyararo rwuye ndo runoita kuti vanhu vanyanye kudzvinyirirwa. Nokudaro vakusimuka vachiexercise anonzi macivic rights avo ekuti varatidzire mumigwagwa, varatidze nyika, varatidze vanhu vese vari kunze uko kuti tarirai moni tiri kumbunyikidzwa, tiri kutambura. Isisu kuda kuti mutinzwewo, mutionewo.
Vari kusimuka neuwandu vechidiki here kana kuti pane mapoka?
Vazhinji vavo vari kusimuka hongu neuwandu, asi dambudziko ranga richiripo diki diki, idambudziko riri kupera nderekuti hurumende yedu kubva pa1980 kusvika pari zvino ihurumende yaiita injusi fie macitizens, yaiuraya vanhu, ichikuvadza vanhu, ichityisa vanhu. Nokudaro vazhinji vevanhu avainge vakutya kuti vasimuke varatidzire. Asi nekunyorwa kwedumbiro idzva rakanyorwa muna 2013 rakajekesa pa-section 59 kuti kuratidzira haisi mhosva. Nokudaro kwakuchitanga kudzidzisazve vanhu patsva kuti simukai muite zvinhu, muratidzire. Maakutenderwa nekumbiro remutemo, maakutenderwa nemutemo mukuru wenyika. Saka process iyo yekudzidzisa vanhu kuti vasimuke iri kutitorei nguva, asi vanhu vaakuita civic education inoita kuti vagone kuzviratidza kuti isisu hatisi kufara mukuti apa nepapo. Saka ndiro dambudziko ranga riripo riri kuita sekunge vanhu vaite vashoma vari kusimuka, asi vanhu vasimuka vakawanda vari kungoda kuzama kutarisa kuti chii chiri kumboitika. Nokudaro ngatitendei kuti kumbiro remutemo riri kuprotekta vana veZimbabwe. Mapurisa eZimbabwe akatyora kumbiro remutemo, tichabva tatiwo isisu vana veZimbabwe hakusina kazve mutemo.
VaStan Zvorwadza ndemumwe wevanhu vakasungwa mazuva mashoma apfuura vachiratidzira muHarare, vanga vachitaura parunare vari muHarare namutungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7. Muchirongwa chedu cheThe Connection na 8:30 PM tiri kutarisa kuratidzira kuri kuitwa nevechidiki mumadhorobha. Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, tumirai nhamba dzenyu paWhatsApp nhamba dzinoti 001-202-465-0318. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa musoro yenhau zvakare. Vamiriri vevashandi vehurumende vanoti vave kuziva kuti votambira here zana remadhora kana kuti kwete, vakamirira mihoro yavo iyo iri kunonoka kuuya. Hurumende inoti hapana kudzokera shure pakurambidzwa kwekupinzwa kwezvinhu munyika, ichiti inoda kusimudzira makambani emuZimbabwe. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi, tinoimba kuti muchange muinesu zvakare mangwana. Kana muchida kutitumira tsamba mbozha, dzitumirei kustudio7@voanews.com. Munokwanisawo kunzwa nhau dzedu dzanhasi pawebhusaiti pedu inoti www.voashona.com. Anokuonekai nemufaro, ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC, ndekusiyai mina Marvelous Muhlanganya uye naChris Gande.
Thank you, Jonga Kandemiri. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, June 28th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The double SADC troika avoids deliberations on Zimbabwe's deteriorating economic situation.
What the Basotho have done instead is to come to Botswana when there's a SADC meeting to make sure that their agenda is followed. Rather than going to London and then say, pass it through our ambassador, it's more direct.
Civil servants discuss proposals by government to pay workers $100 each this month.
We have not yet taken a position. This option was actually brought to yesterday's meeting. If they brought it earlier, of course, yesterday would have come up with an answer.
And Zimbabweans say they hope MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai will recover soon from colon cancer amid a fear that his party may plunge into a crisis.
I'm afraid of infighting in the party, and we were looking forward to be together in 2018 for the final push.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
Regional leaders, including President Robert Mugabe, met in Gaborone, Botswana for the Southern African Development Double Troika meeting today, but Zimbabwe was not on the agenda. Instead, focus on political instability in Lesotho. Last month, a pressure group based in the United Kingdom Zimbabwe Vigil petitioned Botswana President and SADC Chairperson Ian Khama to tackle what they called the deepening political and economic crisis in Zimbabwe. From Gaborone, Botswana, Studio 7 correspondent Martin Gwenya filed this report.
The loudest cheers at the meeting were reserved for Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe, who looked exhausted as he made his way into the SADC Double Troika meeting venue. He was the last man in as he walked gingerly after a short flight from Harare last night. To his relief, Zimbabwe was not on the agenda as focus was on Lesotho's political instability, which fled following the murder of top army official Brigadier Maparango Muhawo last year. Last month, the Zimbabwean pressure group Zimbabwe Vigil petitioned Khama in his capacity as SADC chairperson, arguing the political and economic situation was deteriorating in their homeland. The group wanted Khama as the SADC chairperson to reintroduce Zimbabwe into regional bloc's agenda. But when leaders, including President Robert Mugabe, convened in Gaborone this afternoon, Zimbabwe was not discussed. The double troika consists of six countries: Zimbabwe, Botswana, Mozambique, Tanzania, and Swaziland and South Africa. One disappointed Zimbabwean, Mr. Brighton Ndlovu, who was at the meeting venue, said Zimbabweans need to do more to get SADC to listen to their concerns.
What the Basotho have done instead is to come to Botswana when there's a SADC meeting and make sure that their issues are put on the agenda by coming here and lobbying the presidents here. We are aware that there are quite a number of them from three opposition parties. At the very least, there is the widow of the murdered Lesotho Defense Force commander, and there are lobby groups from Lesotho, human rights groups, who are all here to pressure SADC in person to make sure that their agenda is followed. Rather than going to London and then say, pass it through our ambassador, it's more direct. This is the crowd that wants to listen to your complaints.
He says Lesotho has aggressively pursued SADC to act on what it believes are gross human rights violations and their signs of progress. Leaders held a closed-door session before the SADC Executive Secretary Steko Mena, Lawrence Taxi, and SADC Minister's Chairperson Vincent Moitoi addressed the media on the outcome of the meeting. Deputy Leader of the Opposition Basotho Party and former Lesotho Home Affairs Minister Mr. Joang Molapo told Studio 7 he was happy with the progress made.
We are very, very appreciative of the efforts of SADC. We just read the communique, and SADC really has answered the prayers of the Basotho people. This is a statement of real determination on the part of SADC to help Lesotho bring an end to its problem.
The summit urged all the Lesotho opposition members in exile to return home to participate in reforms towards restoring the rule of law. Reporting for Studio 7 in Gaborone, Botswana, this is Martin Gwenya.
Apex Council Chairperson Cecilia Alexander says civil servants unions are currently consulting members over government proposals to pay each worker $100 this month, following Zimbabwe's failure to meet its financial obligations this month. The government says this money to be paid Friday is designed to cushion them from expected challenges until they get paid next week and in 2 weeks' time. This follows another deadlock at yesterday's meeting where workers insisted that they should be paid June salaries this month and not in July as proposed by government. Alexander tells reporter Jonga Kandemiri they've also called for a labor forum on Saturday where all civil servants will be given the opportunity to contribute to the discussion.
Yesterday we met government and insisted on our position that workers will not be able to report for work because they are incapacitated to do so. That is if they fail to pay them their salaries on the due date. And the government came up with a stopgap measure, of course, after protracted discussions, to say they are offering to pay every civil servant who has been affected $100 on Friday. So to capacitate them to come to work.
And what was your position on this proposal?
We have not yet taken a position. This option was actually brought to yesterday's meeting. If they brought it earlier, of course, yesterday would have come up with an answer. But unfortunately, we are only representatives. We have to go back to the people, consult the people, and bring back whatever the people say, the position that they take.
When are you expecting to get a response from your members and then meet again with the government?
I'm speaking, Jonga, all our unions, the 13 unions, under the Apex Council and also the unions from our health sector, they are busy consulting their members. They are actually in the process of consulting. So we will meet and consolidate. I think that the only thing is that we are only representatives. What we bring to the table is what comes to the unions. So when we go to government, we articulate the position of workers. When we go back to workers, we articulate the position of government. But then if we come up with a position in the Apex Council, we definitely communicate with government.
That was Apex Council Chairperson Cecilia Alexander from Harare with reporter Jonga Kandemiri.
Zimbabweans from all walks of life in Mutare expressed shock at the news that the country's main opposition party leader, Morgan Richard Tsvangirai, has colon cancer. The MDCT leader revealed this yesterday, raising alarm among supporters that the party may face serious challenges while the former trade unionist is receiving treatment in South Africa. Our reporter Loida Moyo has more details from Mutare.
Local resident Louis Kashiri says Tsvangirai's illness may trigger internal factionalism in the party.
It is a very big blow to the opposition party in Zimbabwe, especially with the political climate which is in Zimbabwe right now. He is like the last man standing who we were counting on to fight the ruling party. And if Tsvangirai gets sick or is diagnosed with cancer, which is a very serious disease, I'm afraid of infighting in the party. And we were looking forward to be together in 2018 for the final push.
Several other residents, including Rutendo Hungwe, expressed the same sentiments, hoping for his speedy recovery.
Yeah, this is a tough situation to his family and his supporters. I wish him a quick recovery.
MDCT activist Mesi Nkomo of Zimta Seba Binimtare said the news of Tsvangirai's illness has affected a lot of people who hope that God will help him to recover from the disease.
It is with great sadness that we have learned of his illness, and we hope the Lord to be with him and that he will be treated urgently. And we hope that his wife will keep on supporting him. And the Lord is the keeper of all of us. And we know that he is with the Lord and everything will be well.
ZANU-PF activist Robson Ngarivume said it is said that Mr. Tsvangirai has cancer of the colon. The MDCT leader is currently in South Africa where he is receiving chemotherapy. The MDCT leadership says it is unlikely that the party will plunge into a crisis as Tsvangirai gets some medical attention. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Loida Moyo.
In a related development, there was conflict in the House of Assembly today over the Local Government Laws Amendment Bill, with ZANU-PF makers fast-tracking it in the House of Assembly. Indications are that the bill will be passed by the House of Assembly and Senate before being signed into law by President Robert Mugabe, despite strong public objections. ZANU-PF has a majority in both houses.
The bill seeks to give the Minister of Local Government power to suspend or dismiss corrupt and underperforming councillors and city officials. The minister is currently engaged in conflicts with various councils led by the MDCT. Meanwhile, Reverend Hussein Sibanda of the Zimbabwe Christian Alliance says the organization will be holding a meeting on legislative processes in Bulawayo tomorrow, which will be attended by pastors and other stakeholders.
Zimbabwe Christian Alliance, in partnership with the Southern African Parliamentary Support Trust, we have about 150 church leaders from the southern region of Zimbabwe. This is Makerere, South, North, Bulawayo, Masvingo, and Midland. That will come together and look at the parliamentary processes, how they can influence legislation. Especially interest to the church leaders in the NPRC bill, which is the peace and reconciliation process, and also the local government bill. They want to see where are spaces and resources getting there, so that they can be effective in influencing the national discourse. And also, we are going to be discussing how to be engaged with the current crisis that is facing the country. We've brought together even other pastors from around to come to join us so that we can be able to put our heads together and see how we can resolve some of the economic challenges facing us, some of the governance crisis that is facing this nation.
That was Reverend Hussein Sibanda of the Zimbabwe Christian Alliance speaking with Studio 7's Gibbs Dube from Bulawayo.
The late PF ZAPU leader and Zimbabwe's former Vice President Joshua Mkabuko Nyongolo Nkomo crafted and attempted to implement a comprehensive black economic empowerment program at independence in 1980 as his party bought offices, houses, buildings and farms in an effort to transfer wealth from white colonial rulers to indigenous blacks. This was part of a grand plan to ensure that former freedom fighters and the masses benefited from the liberation struggle following a brutal war that claimed thousands of lives.
Some Zimbabweans say Nkomo's vision on black economic empowerment, including the transfer of land to local people, has been largely distorted by President Robert Mugabe's ruling ZANU-PF. In this second edition of a six-part series on the life and legacy of the late Vice President, our correspondent Gandri Maramba looks at Nkomo's efforts to empower blacks.
When Zimbabwe attained independence in 1980, the Zimbabwe African People's Union, or ZAPU, which was led by Nkomo, purchased farms, several upmarket buildings like Magnet House, currently housing the Central Intelligence Organization in Bulawayo, the Castle Arms Motel, and had some cattle and chicken projects in most parts of the country that were supposed to be run under a company called Nitram Properties. Members of his party's armed wing, the Zimbabwe People's Revolutionary Army, or ZIPRA, were asked to contribute at least $50 each towards these projects. All this went up in smoke after Nkomo was accused by Mr. Mugabe of attempting to topple him. The government seized all the properties, claiming that they were being used for cashing arms. Nkomo dismissed the allegations as wishful thinking. A couple of years after independence and following a peace accord he signed with the then Prime Minister Robert Mugabe, Nkomo championed the formation of Development Trust of Zimbabwe, which was supposed to benefit Zimbabweans through supplying beef and some farm produce to local and international markets. Apart from that, Nkomo's party bought lumbering equipment worth billions of dollars from Britain, meat processing machines for a proposed beef processing plant, and medical equipment for Ekusileni Hospital in Bulawayo. Indications are that the lumbering equipment vanished at the Customs Department, while Ekusileni Hospital and most of the entities he set up are now lying idle. Some Masvingo residents say Nkomo's vision in empowering blacks appears to have been a victim of political clashes between PF ZAPU and ZANU-PF and greediness among some top ruling party officials. Some of the critics is Zivanai Mzorodzi, a local resident, who says Nkomo's vision was derailed through the sidelining of the former vice president by the ruling elite. Mzorodzi says This had a negative impact on youth, women and other groups in Zimbabwe.
Dr. Ngomo's vision was not achieved. Why? Because of greedy politicians within ZANU-PF hierarchy. As it stands, the youth, women and people with disabilities never benefited from this initiative. That land was not fairly distributed.
Veteran Mashingo nationalist and former ZANU-PF provincial leader, Alderman Anton Pedzisa, who was detained for close to 10 years together with Mr. Mugabe, and the late national hero, says Ngomo died a bitter man, as the ZANU-PF government even grabbed his properties while he was still alive.
Before I go to individuals, his farms were even taken by ZANU during, when he was still alive. He had bought some properties which was land. And when Joshua Nkomo was talking of land, he was not only talking of land, agricultural land, he was talking land and its natural resources, that they should be redistributed equitably among all Zimbabweans. But this is not the case. When the land reform was done, the intention was not actually to satisfy the needs of the nation, but individuals. In my case, I don't even have a piece of land, but I suffered. I nearly got hanged for liberating this country. And many a lot who have sacrificed their lives towards the liberation of this country, they don't have any piece of land as of today.
Brighton Ramos echoes the same sentiments, noting that he is not happy with the way the land was grabbed from white commercial farmers and parceled out to staunch ZANU-PF supporters.
I'm not happy at all with how the land reform program was fast-tracked. The intended beneficiaries never benefited.
Historian and government critic Dr. Takawafira Zhou says Father Zimbabwe may be turning in his grave over the manner in which the land reform program was conducted in the country.
I think the point must be clear that the land reform per se is brilliant. But the way the land reform was carried out, particularly from 2000, leaves a lot to be desired. Land reform happened before 2000 in a proper manner, from particularly 1985 to about 1990, in a better manner, although Zimbabwe still had problems because they were still fighting between ZAPU and ZANU. There was no unit. So the whole concept of land reform from 2000 was now a political gimmick, a ZANU-PF way of winning votes. And it did not take into account the concept of productivity, the concept of settling people who would be productive, and the concept of fairness or equity. Because the whole concept is transparency, accountability and equity, which lagged in the process of land reform, because the whole process of land reform was characterized by parceling out land to supporters of ZANU-PF, which was contrary to Nkomo's perception. The whole conception of Nkomo as son of the soil was equitable distribution of land in order to ensure that there was no one person who had multiple farms, as is the case. So Nkomo had the vision, just like other leaders like Stole, had the vision of equitable distribution of land.
But ZANU-PF activist Talent Chivange says the late Nkomo is resting peacefully following the transfer of land from white commercial farmers.
Right now, more than 350,000 families in Zimbabwe. But I'll tell you that at present, Dr. Nkomo right now is a happy man, wherever he is, to note that over close to 500,000 people have benefited through the land reform, through indigenization, through economic empowerment, the policies that the party was, is, and will continue to pursue for the benefit of its people.
But some residents maintain that the land reform program was not conducted in a fair manner, as proposed by the late vice president, who would have wanted to see the redistribution of land without discriminating people along political lines. Reporting for Studio 7 in Masvingo, this is Country Maramba.
Coming up,
Buy Zimbabwe campaign welcomes government's move to ban some imports.
And Zimbabweans attend an AIDS research conference in Washington, D.C.
Stay tuned. Bye.
But first, a look at regional and international news.
Tuesday is another awkward day for Britain as Prime Minister David Cameron travelled to what is now hostile territory in Brussels to meet with EU leaders for the first time since the Brexit vote and face tough questions on how and when Britain plans to start the divorce process.
And President Jacob Zuma must pay back about $500,000, or 3% of the public funds used to upgrade his personal country home, says South Africa's Treasury.
While most consumers are up in arms with the government over the import ban on a number of products, the Buy Zimbabwe campaign, a non-governmental lobbyist group, has applauded the gazetting of the statutory instrument. The instrument was suspended after shoppers rioted at the Beitbridge border post and is set to be effected at the end of this month. The government argues that the amendment of the statutory instrument, which was formulated by the Rhodesian government in 1974 as a way of countering sanctions, is a timely measure to rein in the ballooning import bill. By Zimbabwe campaign chief executive officer Munyaradzi Wengwerere tells Studio 7 that the amendment does not ban imports.
But what they've done is apply some kind of derogation that allows the country to deal with the challenges that are happening in the country. And what that means is that they've put up an administrative measure which has listed a number of products that are available in Zimbabwe and said for this one, if you want to bring them into the country, it won't be under an open arrangement. You need to get a license from the Ministry of Industry and Commerce. That's what has generally been termed a ban. But it's a managed importation of products.
In a nutshell, what would you say are the benefits of this administrative measure?
Look, the point is that Zimbabwe has had a cumulative every year on year for the last 5 years. We are running an import bill of about $7 billion and a net deficit every year of $3 billion. And you can see it with what is going on in the country. It's unsustainable. Now there are no monies in the bank. Companies are failing to bring in needed raw material. So one of the major issues is we need to balance our current account. We need to balance between the imports that are coming into the country and our ability to create the money that goes out of the country. So yes, on the one side, we need to enhance our ability to export. But also, we need to make sure that the imports do not affect the local businesses.
Zimbabwean local goods are overpriced because they are based on the US dollar when compared to goods from South Africa. What do you make of that?
Correct. Generally, it is true. Because the US dollar is a very strong currency. And when a US dollar is used in a context of Zimbabwe, which is among the least competitive countries, then you don't expect to see a better product at the end. However, that being said, it is a generalization. You have industries such as the cooking oil industry that from a market share against imports of 95% to 5%, 5% of local, 95%, they managed to deal with that by addressing prices, packaging, engagement with consumers, and they managed to beat South African companies in terms of price. So there are industries in Zimbabwe that have matched international products. But it's true as well, the bulk are still fairly highly priced over imported products.
That was Chief Executive Officer Munyaradzi Wengwere of the Buy Zimbabwe campaign. He spoke to Studio 7 on the line from Harare. Industry Minister Mike Bima says there's no going back on the import ban.
The SI-64 is still on. What we've done is to give people some period of grace to say we will allow those who had initiated export procedures before the SI was announced. We'll allow goods to come in, but effective from 1st of July, we won't allow those goods to come in unless one can produce a license.
Don't miss that interview tomorrow here on Studio 7.
Now we'll hand you over to Chwaniso Jani with the Time to Engage.
Hello, Zimbabwe. This is Chioneso Jani, your host for Time to Engage, where the voices of Zimbabwe's youth are heard. Today, we have a fascinating young man in this place, and his name is Charles Mugawiri Jr. Hi, Charles.
Hi, Chioneso. How are you doing?
I'm great. Tell us more about this film career of yours?
The film Far From Yesterday got nominated for the NAMAS Best Movie of the Year. That was quite amazing, considering that it was a debut film that I had done. What was also more amazing was the cast that I got to work with and the 7-year-old girl who won Best Actress of the Year.
Did you always know that you're going filmmaking?
I always wanted to do it since I was 14. I loved creating stories, creating characters, and creating new worlds. It's been a process. I only got to make the chance to make my first film when I was 18, called House Sitter. That got well received online. From there on, I just wanted to do it more and more.
Can you tell me about the relationship with your father? Tell us about that.
Being in this kind of environment, if you want to do art, anything like music or film or anything else art-related, it's very hard to get the kind of support, especially from your parents or from your family, that you would need. Because a lot of people think that those are not very lucrative careers or decisions to base all your life and education on. So I managed to get quite a good support base from my family. I mean, they actually wanted to take me to the best university. They linked me up with really good mentors who were producers, and that's how I jump-started my career.
As an upcoming film producer, so what can you say in relation to filmmaking in Zimbabwe right now?
This year, more than ever, I would say there's a lot more filmmaking that is being done before, because now there are more distribution networks and channels that are now available for filmmakers. So there's a lot more content now that's out there. It's a pretty exciting process to see, and we also can't wait for the new digitalization age, or at least that's going to hit the industry, and we'll see how that goes.
So do you feel that the environment is conducive for upcoming young people like you?
I think it's a matter of perspective. Some people can see it as a glass half full or glass half empty. Some people are leaving the country because they want to do film elsewhere in Hollywood or in South Africa. And then some people are actually moving back here or staying here because they see opportunity only. For me, I say there's a lot of opportunity. I think I'm doing pretty well. I'll say I'm pretty blessed. So I'm pretty happy about that.
Thank you for being with us, Mr. Charles.
All right, sure.
And that was Charles Mugawiri Jr. And I am your host, Chioneso Johnny, for Time to Engage.
Some people living with HIV/AIDS say it is imperative to closely monitor clinical trials used to help fight the disease, as treatment options should be both safe and ethical. We hear from Martha Tolana, one of the participants at a conference of people living with HIV/AIDS here in Washington, D.C.
At this meeting, we are reviewing studies that are ongoing, studies that have just completed, and my role on that committee, together with other committee members, is to look at the ethical issues around clinical trials to ensure that communities, participants are treated fairly, communities know about the results, about what is happening in the research, and that there's no exploitation, and that also communities also are responsible as they participate in research.
Why is it important for you to have such conferences?
It is important because we review the progress of studies. We also compare notes with other countries. Since the research is happening in several sites, we compare notes, we learn lessons from each other, and we also learn best practices that we can adapt in the countries. We also share with other community representatives from other countries. It's a big meeting where a lot of learning and sharing happens, and also a lot of suggestions around what needs to be done, what are the needs, particularly from us as community members, what are the needs from the communities.
That was Martha Tolana, one of the participants at the 2016 AIDS Clinical Trials Group Conference in Washington, D.C.
And remember to stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. today, when host of the Youth Forum will be talking with listeners about political activism among youth in Zimbabwe.
Now to recap on today's top stories.
The double SADC Troika avoids deliberations on Zimbabwe's deteriorating economic situation.
And as Zimbabweans say they hope MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai will recover from colon cancer amid fears that his party may plunge into a crisis.
That's our broadcast this evening. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele, hosted by me. This is Chris Gandhi. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyalamukela emsakazweni we-Studio 7 ngolwesibili mhlaka 28 Nhlangula 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise-Washington DC. Lingali tshona njani izulukandaba olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu ngu-Chris Gande endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Umhlangelo ukuthi abele suthi Ben bona benzani. Umi imeeting nanzi lapha iseGaborone, uPresident Khama ukhona, uZuma ukhona, uRamaphosa ukhona la. Kwakumele ukuthi abafuna ukuthi izinto eZimbabwe ziguquke. They were supposed to be buya lapha lama petition abo khona president njengokwenziwe ngabantu beLesotho.
Umhlangano weSADC Troika owenzelwa eBotswana lamhlanje awuzange uthinte udaba lweZimbabwe lanxa ezinye izizalane zalelo lizwe eziseBhilitane zethule izikhalazo zensolo yazo ngombutho weZANU-PF.
Lokhu kuphume emhlanganweni weZaphu owenzelwe eAvoca ngempelaviki. Emele umongameli weZaphu, uMnumzana Isaac Mlala, uChairman weNational People's Council.
Ibandla leZaphu lisola umongameli Robert Mugabe ngenkulumo yakhe yokwethusela abalwa impi yenkululeko esithi uzabenza akwenza abehlelwa ngumbhuqazwe weGugurawundi. Izizalane zeZimbabwe zibuthana eSouth Africa zihlela amaqhinga okuphikisana lomthetho kahulumende wenqabela ukungena kwempahla ezithengwe phandle kwelizwe osamisiwe okwamanje. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Umhlangano weSADC Troika owenzelwe eBohaviron kweleBotswana lamhla awuzange uluthinte udaba lweZimbabwe lanxa ezinye izizalane zalelo lizwe eziseBhilitane zicele umongameli Ian Khama weBotswana onguye umgcinisihlalo wale inhlanganiso ukuthi akhangele izikhalazo zensolo yazo. UMartin Ngwenya usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo seHaveron eBotswana.
Umongameli Robert Mugabe ubekhona emhlanganweni walamhlanje eSADC Double Troika wenzelwe eHaveron kodwa udaba lweZimbabwe aluzange luke luphathwe. Kwaba lokutshengisela eLondon ngenyanga edluleyo ngabenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe vigil becela umongameli Ian Khama njengomgcinisihlalo weSADC ukuthi akhangele udaba lweZimbabwe. Kuzikhalazo zabo bakhala ngomumo womnotho okutshengiswa kwehluleka kwahulumente ukubhadala isebenzi iholo ngesikhathi kanye lokuswelakala kwemali emabhanga, njalo bathi kulokisaba lokuthi kuzaqonga udlakela ngesikhathi iZimbabwe ekhandele ukhetho luka-2008. Kodwa lunga awe Double Troika agoqela eBotswana, Zambia, Tanzania, Swaziland, Mozambique kanye neSouth Africa abazange balokothe bathinte udaba lweZimbabwe. Umhlangano le ubizwe ngesiphangisaphangi ukuze kuhlaziwe okwenzakala kwelelo sotho lokho kwabulawa ikhokhela ibutho uMnumzana Mamparankwe Mahau nyakenye. Abanye abeZimbabwe abafana loMnumzana Brighton Ndlovu abade besendaweni yomhlangano weSADC bathi kube kulithuba elikhuthiweyo ukuthi labo abaseBotswana batshengise ukukhathazeka ngesimo seZimbabwe hashi ukulindela labo abasekudeni njengeBhilitane.
Well, ukujengisa ukuthi ukuya eLondon, ukuya e-embassy yeBotswana eLondon, usithi wena ucela ukuthi kunikwe uPresident Khama weBotswana i-petition eZimbabwe. Khangela ukuthi abele suthi Ben bona benzani. Umi imeeting nanzi lapha iseGaborone, uPresident Khama ukhona, uZuma ukhona, uRamaphosa ukhona la. Kwakumele ukuthi abafuna ukuthi izinto eZimbabwe ziguquke. They were supposed to be buya lapha lama petition abo khona president njengokwenziwe ngabantu beLesotho.
Kulombono njalo ukuthi abeZimbabwe abafuqi ngamandla uma indaba zabo zingena kuSADC. UNdlovu uthi iLesotho ifuqa ngamandla okuvezwa ngokubona ngitsho langumfelokazi kaBrigade Mahau kanye labanye abakhathazekileyo bebuya bezolinda ngaphandle kwendawo yomhlangano weSADC.
Thisa umhlangano lo weLesotho ukugcwele ama opposition parties aweLesotho, ukugcwele ama rights and advocates groups, all of them are making sure ukuthi iagenda yabo yalalelwa, it's put on the agenda. And bona ukuthi iZimbabwe labantu abafuna ukuthi kube le real change eZimbabwe kumele bebuye lapha labo. Ama meetings labo bengawakhuthi bebuye be make sure ukuthi izinto zabo ziyafakwa on the agenda, zikhangelwe enzilungisizwe.
Umgabe yena ufike ucineni kulomhlangano ngemva kokuba ehle indizamchina izolo ntambama evela eHarare ukhanye ekhathele uhambeni kakhe, kodwa uchayo lokukhwelo okwedlula abanye umongameli ngesikhathi efika endaweni ebekusenzelwa khona umhlangano. NginguMartin Ngwenya wendaba zeStudio 7 ngisabonga leBotswana.
Ibandla eliphikisayo leZaphu lethule insolo yalo ngamazwi alukhuni kumongameli Robert Mugabe kulandela inkulumo yakhe yokwethusela abalwa impi yenkululeko esithi uzabenza akwenza abehlelwa ngumbhuqazwe weGugurawundi. Unompumelelo moyo usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Lokhu kuphume emhlanganweni wezaphu owenzelwe eAvoca ngempela viki. Emele umongameli wezaphu umnumzana Isaac Mlala, uchairman weNational People's Council kuzaphu, ubale amazwi kaDabengwa echaza ngokubulawa kwabantu ngesikhathi sombhuqazo weGugurahundi, ethi akumangalisi uma engakwenza.
Kona ngubani ozabusa yena esesukile uzadila la ngendlela wadilalayo ngali ngama-dizendala ngama-1980 ngiyakhumbula ngeGugurahundi, hhayi lina ngeke silitshele.
UDabengwa uveze ukuba ibandla lakhe lilakho ukusebenzelana lamanye amabandla kukhetho luka-2018 ukuze umbuso wezabelo uye ebantwini, kukhitshwe umgabe osebuse ngocuku ofuna ukusebenzisa ama-bond notes lokubusa ngokwethusela.
Izaphu ilokhu ikhulumisana lamanye amaphathi ibonisaneni ukuthi wona nxa singasebenza ndawonye kungahamba njani. Hhayi, abaningi bazimiseli, siyajiyana lapha nalapha nalapha, kutho ukuthi engxenye kuzaphumelela, kungcono kulokumba wedwa ukhondanele zanupiya.
Kuthi unkosikazi Margaret Sibanda osuka kohlatshwayo uthi bayadubeka phansi kombuso kaMgabe.
Sithwele nzima empilweni ngezinto ezingasihambeli kuhle. Izikolo ziyadura, siyaswela izimali zokubhadalela abantwana. Asila mabhizinisi esingawenza ukuthi sizincedise lathi empilweni yethu, sincede imuli yethu. Siyalamba, siyadubeka amanzi, izikotsho kazikho. Sihamba umango omude sidinga amanzi.
Insiza yindawo enothenge litshe eliligugu elegolide, kodwa abantu bale indawo bathi sekwabuya abantu bokuza kogodlwayo bathatha umhlabathi lendawo ezilaleli litshe, bona abasabalwa njalo bafuna umbuso wezabelo okusisekelo esitsha selizwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 iseAvoca eInsiza, nginguNompumelelo Moyo.
Amakhansela eMzingwane esigabeni seMathabeleland South alobelane isivumelwano kwezokukhulumisana loZulu kunkulumo ekhuthaza ukusebenzelana okumgceke. Okuninga sikuzweni kuMavis Gama esethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Lokhu kwenzakale kweminye imihlangano yemfundiso eqhutshwa elizweni eqoqwe ngabenhlanganiso eye-Elections Resource Center ngenhloso yokusungula ukuxoxisana okumgceke phakathi kwenkokheli kunhlangothi ezehlukeneyo zikahulumende lezenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo loZulu sikhathi sonke osanda kwenzelwa khona esigabeni seMzingwane. Alusayine ngenjabulo lolugwalo amakhansela okubalisa oweChabandaba Village kuward 6 emangweni weMzingwane unkosikazi Hillicent Khumalo.
Kuyinto enhle kakhulu ekuthuthukiseni isigaba lempilo zabantu. Hayi, kuzasinceda kakhulu, kuzasivula imbono lokwazi ukusebenza lokuzikhuthaza njengabantu nje lokuphilisana kuhle labakhokheli abayibe esila.
Omunye wala makhansela umnumzana Elijah Nkala we-Ward 5 yena usincome kakhulu lesi sivumelwano, wabonga uZulu weMzingwane ngokuza lalo mcabango.
I-document in the community iyavula abantu amehlo lengqondo, bazi ukuthi bangobani, baziswe besiba free uku-approach o-council, ukusebenza labo council, abazi ama-rights abo.
Ebekhona amanye ama-council avele kwezinye izigaba okubalisa umnumzana Stanley Mahlangu ka-Ward 25 esilobela, othi kungumbono azabuya bonisana ngawo lenkokheli yalapho avela khona.
Inkulumo liyane siyisayinileyo liyana, ngibona ngani iyinkulumo enhle eletha ubudlelwano obuqinileyo. Kungakhathalekile ukuthi ulombala bani, kungakhathalekile ukuthi ungena iphisonto, kodwa ke kukhona ukuthi ngizwe lami ungizwe, then bese sisenza. Yikho ngikubone kufanele ukuthi leyo kufanele sikusayine, ukwenzela ukuthi lami engikuthole ngapha esigodini mangiye kubonisa abakithi. Lamasabhuku kumele abekwazi ukuthi kusetshenzwa ndawonye, njalo umuntu akufanele abe namajakhethi amaningi.
Abe-ERC bathi leli linyathelo lakuqala embalini yobudlelwano phakathi kwenkokheli yezigaba loZulu elizakwenza kube lokuxoxisana lokubonisana kwezentuthuko okumele ilandelwe kulezo ndawo ezigabeni ezehlukeneyo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngisemzingwane ngingumevis Gama.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave la kushortwave 4930-12080 la ku 15775 kilohertz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezedlula ikhulu zibuthene eJohannesburg ngempela viki zihlela amaqhinga atshiyeneyo okuphikisana lomthetho kahulumende owenqabela ukungena kwempahla ezithile ezithengwe phandle kwelizwe osamisiwe okwamanje. AbeZimbabwe laba bavumelane amanyathelo atshiyeneyo agoqela ukuyatshengisela emngceleni weBridge. Okuninga sikuzweni kuBenedict Nhlapo esiphalolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Bezithukuthele zikanunwabo izalwane zeZimbabwe ebezikula umhlangano eJubet Park eGoli ngempela viki. Abebebuthene laba ababalisa abantu makhaza labenhlanganiso ezehlukeneyo bathi baza kwenza konke okusemandleni abo ukubamba ngamandla uhulumende ukuthi esule imigoqo asanda kuyifaka enqabela ukungena kwempahla elizweni. Omunye wabaqoqela umhlangano umnumzana Sebenzani Mqolo odabuka eKhezi uthi sebevumelene ukuthi ngeke bagoqa izandla isizwe sibulawa.
Into esicasula kakhulu ukuthi ke ingabheka umkhonomo waseZimbabwe okwamanje ke uwehlile kakhulu, ikhona izinto ezinenge esingakwazi ukuthi sizithole, especially nezulu alisani kahle njengasekuqaleni. So into ezinjengezokudla eqinisweni bese sithembele kuzo ukuthi sizithole lapha eSouth Africa.
Uthi kuvunyelwene ukuthi kuqalwe ngokuthi kusiwe lezi sikhalazo emaofisini omele kahulumende kuleli lasemngceleni kungakathathwa amanyathelo abanzi.
Kuningi esisazokwenza, kuningi esisazokhuluma ngakho, kodwa safuna ukuqala ngalolu daba lwaseboda. Okuvunyelwane sisizwe ukuthi ke kuqalwe embassy kuyetshela i-government uhulumeni waseZimbabwe ukuthi ke enough is enough.
Yasinye sizalwane seZimbabwe unkosazana Nombeko Kahlela uthi kusegcekeni kibo ukuthi uhulumende ufuna abantu balambe ukuze benze lokhu akufunayo.
Elizweni laseZimbabwe kunendlala, kunendlala kunjalo ukuthi sisuse ukudla ngapha kusiya le akusavumelekanga. Manje sikwazi ukuthi senze njani ngoba abadala bethu balambile bafuna ukudla, nathi ngapha sizama ukuthi sibaphathise ngokuthi sibathumelele ukudla, ukudla sokuvalwa ebhodi. Lathi ngapha siphanda nzima so sincindezelekile kakhulu.
Uthi ke ngeke bathule nje umongameli welizwe etshengisa ukungazwelani loZulu.
Njengomuntu ozeleyo nesihlelo nabantwana uzwa njani yena kuye mabakha abantwana belala bengadlanga, mathina abazali bethu bengadlanga nathi singadli lapha sihlupheka ngoba thina ngeke sidle abazali bethu belambile. So into eyenzakala ukuthi siyakhala kuye uhulumeni ukuthi akayenze indlela yokuthi bathole ukudla ekhaya.
Yesikhulumeli sebandla lephama umnumzana Cosmas Ncube yena uthi lezi zibonelo zikahulumende osebhidlikile.
Ye uhulumende desperate akasekho, ngathi uhulumende akasekho. So sezama ukuvala ngapha, kudilika ngapha, kupetsha ngapha, kudilika ngapha. So uhulumende akasekho. So sikumela abantu nje bamfuqa uhulumende, wazibumbela uhulumende wabo. Kwayena umgabi la amshuke kalali la khona. Lebona abantu bezwana abalali lapho bakhona.
Umnumzana Mpilo Moyo dabuka elupane uthi buwenze bahlele amaqhinga aphikisana lohulumende ngalolu daba. Yikuthi nxa bengasalulungisanga lolu daba izihlobo zabo ziza kufa ngendlala, kanti lentuthuko abesebeqalile iza kumampo.
Ekhaya le namanje sisabula ngomuntu okuncitha ukudla, ungumuntu okubulalayo vele kusho ukuthi ubulewe actually. Ngisho ukuthi siyashaya kodwa ke manje isikhathi sokuthi manje sihlangane silwele ingane zethu kusasa lazo sizokwazi ukuthola imfundo, zikuthola ukudla, sibe nendawo yethu lathi sizokwazi ukuthi siyazi ukuthi sikhululekile.
Njengoba nje eZimbabwe iningi labantu bengasasebenzi, ingcitshi kwezombusazwe zithi lumthetho wenqabela ukungena kwempahla elizweni uzadala ukuhlupheka okukhulu kuningi labantu abesebevele bephila ngokuyathenga impahla phandle kwelizwe bezothengisa. Melestudio 7 eJohannesburg, South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapo.
Lokhu sikudaba olufanayo lanxa uZulu ethukuthele ngomthetho ozakwalisa ukungeniswa kwempahla ezithengwa kwamanye amazwe enhlanganiso ekhuthaza ukuthengwa kwempahla elungiswe eZimbabwe, eBuy Zimbabwe campaign, ithi umthetho lo uzaphathisa umnotho welizwe. Lo mthetho omisiwe kwamanje ngemva kokutshengisela ukwenziwa emngceleni weBite Bridge kumaviki amabili adluleyo. Kodwa umphathi ntambo ezokuthengisela namnumzana Joy Bima utshele iStudio 7 namhla ukuba lo mthetho uzaqala njalo ukusetshenziswa ekupheleni kwenyanga yonale. Umkhokheli weBuy Zimbabwe campaign omnumzana Munyaratsi Wengwere utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi umthetho lo awenqabeli uZulu ukuthenga impahla engatholakala eZimbabwe, kodwa uthi ulakho ukuthenga impahla nxa ungadinga ilayisensi. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxe lengcwethi kwezomnotho umnumzana Bulisani Ncube othi ukudinga ilayisensi umuntu efuna ukuthenga amafutha okupheka kufana lokumalisa ukuthenga amafutha akhona.
But as long as kuyukuthi unsetsha uzungisetshela esikhwameni sami engisithweleyo ngihamba ngenyawo kumbe ngisebhasini ibhani.
Ya, bacho njalo.
Kodwa ngiletha amagonyeti, ngiletha inkalakatha yeroli, ye, kuyezwakala. Kabehlukanise bangathi ubuya okulingene imuli, abaseparate, kodwa hayi, nangu umuntu uthwele ama-cooking oil amabili, uthwele ama-creamer amabili, uthwele ipolish yezicathulo ezimbili, okukhanya kuhle mhlophe ukuthi lokhu ngokwemuli yakhe, ngabhadali. Ngoba ungeke uyedinga i-import license yokuthi uzathi ngingahamba kanye kubokabili ngenyanga ngiphume elizweni yebuya lezi nto lezi ayenze imported license. Kodwa nxa kuyukuthi ngumuntu wesitolo kumbe umuntu lebhizinisi yakhe, whether yi-informal kumbe yi-so-formal, obuya ekuthwele, yes, ehlukanisa. But nxa kuyiwonke muntu, hhayi isimenemene iqiniswe ukuthi kubhaniwe.
Bathi bona kungaphathisa ikakhulu labo abayenza izinto elizweni, ukubona njani?
Baphi lokho nje kukhuluma kwabantu abaswela abakwenzayo, kanti yiwaphi amakhampani lawo okungawaphathisa? Angithi phela umuntu othi hayi ngiphathisa amakhampani uyabekwa shoti, hayi ikhampani liyana laliyana nxa ingakwanisa ukuthi yenze izinto lezi zizakwanda. Bathi kazikho, hayi awakho lawo makhampani enza lezo zinto abathi bazibhanile.
Okokuthi ngenye indlela nxa ukhangele wena labo aba esingathi bayenza izinto elizweni balutshwana ukuthi vele akusoze kubaphathise.
Hayi, okokuqala vele ungabuyela ukhangele kuhle umhlobo, ngithi ungakhuluma njengento njenge cooking oil. Mangaka amakhampani enza ama cooking oil ungakhuluma ngawo? Ungakhuluma ngo National Foods, ungakhuluma ngo United Refineries, ungakhuluma nge olivin industries. Laba manje mancane vele afuze kuye ndawo. Endi ungaqalisa ukubhana ukuthi ingene oza kwenza kawubancedi, ungabe wanceda wona amakhampani, kodwa awuncedi ama-consumers ngoba bazakhweza iprice. Okakathesi bekuncedisa ukuthi iprice layo ibe phansi ebantwini abathengayo.
Manje nxa sikhangele yona leyi imizamo kahulumende, singathi yenzwe kulezombusazwe yini, singathi yi-politics phakathi kumbe ngabantu abangacabanganga kahle?
Hayi, ngabantu asebecitshelwe. Ukuthola usithi kule politics phakathi kwakhona, hayi ngamanga sebecitshelwe. Abantu laba vele abasakwazi abakwenzayo kuphela nje. Kosomele nje ukuthi bachiye umbuso.
Ubona ungani umnotho welizwe kungawuphazamisa njani, esingathi ngesilungu i-effect?
Okokuqala ngithi kuyaphazamisa ngoba sokusiya kuthi ukuthi lezo mpahla esezibhaniwe sezizashoda elizweni. Lapho ezizabe sezitholakala khona ziyabe sezidula abantu bangasenelisi ukuzithola. Ngaleyo ndlela kuvele kuyabe kuphambanisa inhlala kahle kaZulu.
Lo-ke ngumnumzana Bulisani Ncube, ingcwethi kwezomnotho, ubekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 ekoBulawayo. Ake sikhangele esivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Lamhlanje inhloko kahulumende eBhilitane umnumzana David Cameron uyebonana lenkokheli yamazwe aweYurophu okwakuqala ngemva kokuvota kukazulu welizwe lakhe ngereferendum efuna baphume kumanyano we-European Union. Umthethwandaba waphezulu wakwele-South Africa ubikwa unqume ukuba umongameli Jacob Zuma kumele ahlawule ingxenye yesigidi samadola i-$500,000 yemali ayithathayo esebenzisa ukwakha umuzi wakhe enkandla. Ukonakala kumnotho lokusilela kwemisebenzi sokubangele ukuthi abasakhulayo basuke ngobuningi bangene ezitaladeni kumbe enkundleni zebulenjini bekhonona ngombuso weZANU-PF kanye lobusela abathi benziwa iziphathamandla zikahulumende. Abasakhulayo abaphansi komanyana weTajamuka sebehlala betshengisela ikakhulu eHarare lakobulawayo bekhonona ngendaba ezijiyeneyo zigoqela ukusilela kwemisebenzi kanye lokuhlala kukamnumzana Phelekezela Mphoko ehoteleni okwesikhathi eside. Abanye abaphansi komkhankaso weThis Flag labo bahlezi betshengisela ebulenjini beveza insolo yabo ngombuso kamongameli Mugabe. Njengokwethembisa kwethu izolo lamhla siqhubeka ngengxoxo yethu lo dokotela echasisa ngomkhuhlane womvukuzane i-cancer. Umkhuhlane lo ube ludaba egudwini ngemva kokuba umkhokheli we-MDCT umnumzana Morgan Tswangirai eveze izolo ukuthi ubanjwe imvukuzane yethumbu elikhulu i-colon cancer. Nantu ke udaba siluphiwa nguNtungamile Inkomo exoxa lo dokotela Joshua Sibanda.
Ye impawu ziningi kakhulu. Ngingaqala nje ngithi kulento okuthiwa khona i-screening program singakaze siye empawini, okungathi thina odokotela abakwenzayo ukuthi basheshe bebe behlola umuntu beyilindile i-cancer. Umuntu naye engadlula iminyaka ewu-50 noma ubaba kumbe umama, kuqakathekile ukuthi nxa kungatshintsha injwayelo yokuya kwakhe ngaphandle ngase-toilet, sithi kumbe aqala ukuthulula ukuhuda, kumbe aqala ukuthi xa esiye e-toilet akhululeki kahle okuthiwa ngesilungu i-constipation, kungaba lo tshintsho nje lalokhu akujwayeleyo, kube mhlawumbe idoti ibuya ingamanzi, kuyabe kufanele ukuthi ayobona udoktor, udoktor amenze into okuthiwa i-colonoscopy, amfake umtshini oyikhamera obuka ithumbu ucheck ukuthi akula kumbe kambe ngabe into esivelile. Ideally kufanele ukuthi ngabe kwenzakala kanjalo, kodwa njengoba nje asilazo zonke i-facilities zona lezo endaweni yonke. Impawu ezicakathekileyo zihlanganisa ukuthulula okungapheliyo kumbe ukuhuda okungapheliyo, ne-constipation ukuvaleka umuntu ukuthi nxa eye e-toilet akakhona ukukhululeka kuhle, lokuthi nxa umuntu eya e-toilet athole ukuthi kuba negazi ehlangana nedoti le ephumayo, mhlawumbe uthole kube nama-tons egazi okuphuma igazi lona straight, or uthole ukuthi sometimes ngesinye isikhathi umuntu uphelelwa ngumzimba, umzimba uyehla, uphelela ngumzimba even esidla kahle kodwa umzimba uya ngokwehla ngokwehla.
Obaba labo mama dokotela abahlezi emakhaya, abahlezi ezindlini bengakwazi isimo sempila kahle yabo, ungabaxwayisa ngapha manje
ukukhiphela impawu lezo? Umuntu engabona nje na kufanele ukuthi aye toilet ayokhululeka kube mzima ungajwayeleki, kufanele ukuthi ayobona udokotela, udokotela yena uzomhlola, ebethi nase emhlolile amxwayise. And then ezinye impawu engizishileyo ezaleyi i-cancer ukuthiwa i-prostate yabo baba ezimba ukuchama, impawu oluphawu oluqakathekileyo ukuthi umuntu uyehluleka ukuchama nje, uyabuphisiwe kodwa na uthi uyangena etoilet umchamo uphumi, isinye somchamo sigcwala umchamo, sigcwala umchamo kuze kube buhlungu ukuthi lesisu siyakhukhumala, lokho kuyisayini yokuthi kufanele uyehlole i-prostate.
Lo-ke ngumnumzana Joshua Simanda udokotela sixoxelaye ecingweni ese-South Africa.
When we bow, silale mawen, we bow, silale mawen.
Kuhlelo lwamasiko lenhlala kahle kaZulu lamhla sihlolisisa ukusezindlini zabachadileyo lapha umakhale khukhwini osehluphanga okwamagama. Kambe ungachiyela umunye wakho umakhale khukhwini abone okuthunyelwa ngabangani lezihlobo. Sike salibuza umbuzo lo ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa be-Facebook lapho abaningi abathe khona balakho ukuthiyela umakhalekhukhwini abanye babo. Kodwa-ke bakhona abathi ngeke kwenzakala lokhu ngoba umakhalekhukhwini ngababo, njalo umthethwandaba usanda nquma ukuba akumelanga abachadileyo balunguzelane umakhalekhukhwini. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba uGibbs Dube uxoxe lo nkosikazi Consilia Mlalazi ongukansila kobulawayo lomfundisi uSeni Sibanda wenhlanganiso ye-Christian Alliance.
Mina ngokubona kwami okwenza ukuthi kungabi lo muntu ovuma, ungabona phakathi kwendlu kulo muntu ongafuni ukubeka phansi ifoni yakhe. Kuyabe kukhona akwenzayo kumbe kulenye into ayifihlayo efonini. Ngingathi mina uyabe lento ayifihlayo. Ngamafitshane ngingathi uyabe engathembekanga lo muntu.
Ye, mfundisi, uyibona njani indaba le?
Nxa umuntu ethembekile akumelanga kube lohlupho lokuthi uthiyele omunye wakho umakhalekhukhwini ngenxa yokuthi awulamfihlo okumele ube layo umkakho engabikwazi lutho, engabikwazi abantu abazakufonela kumbe wesabe ukuthi kungabona-ke omunye umuntu engimele ngiwavuka ingxabano ngapha ngikhaya ukuthi ukuthi uyabe vele lawe ungethembekanga. Kumele ukuthi kwane ukuthi kuthiyele unkosikazi wakho omunye wakho nxa ungathathi isazimthela ukuthatha ukuthi ekwanise ukubona ama-message akho ekwanise ukubamukela ngomakhalekhukhwini wakho.
Ye, khonokhu-ke inkosikazi Mlalazi akungeke kwabhidlisa izimuli yini nxa ukuthi usumthiyele wasebona akubonayo khonapho?
Kuyabhidliza, yikho phela ngisithi mina ukungathembeki yikho okwenza ukuthi kube yinkinga ukuthi ifoni zibe kwetafuleni. Ngobani uyabe ukwazi ukuthi phakathi kwefoni lapha kulezinto eziyakwenza omunye inhliziyo yakhe ibe buhlungu? Kodwa lubana kungekho, mina kangiboni inkinga ngokuyibeka nje etafuleni ifoni.
Kodwa ungayibeka-ke kube zokungena ongayisikho-ke kuthiwani pho?
Kuvela ngathi okungayisikho? Yikho phela ukungathembakali. Kakusikho yini ukungathembakali? Ngoba ifoni, yebo ifoni kayimelanga sehlukanelayo ngumngani wethu osiphathisa ezintweni zonke ekukhulumeni kuba lula. Kodwa ifu usendlini kumbe nje nxa ungayilibala, angiboni ukuthi ungaze wehle umthovu uthi sengithi ifoni kungalanto eqakathekileyo obuvele ukuyikuthi uzakhontakta ngayo ngefoni. Iyalibaleka nje abasele ngekhaya baphendule, hathi ubaba uphumile kumbe hathi umama uphumile, singathatha imeseji yini, hhayi ngizabuya ngiyifone bheki. Akusikhathazi lutho lokho.
Baba mfundisi, kule zinye yini izikhathi eligcina lilamula khonokhu okwenziwa ngamafoni lokho? Ukuthi kuyangena phela umlayezelo ongasisuwo abantu begcine bebuya kini khonapho?
Khona ikakhulu ngasicikisa abantu abeletadile vele singajele ukwasele yokuqala ukuthi akumelanga ngibe bemfihle inkosikazi wakha ngaso uzake yazi ubhize ukuthi ngamfihlela-ke sesiwasibone ngesikhathi esiningi ikakhulu le makhala ekhukhwini okuwa yi-WhatsApp iyasiza kakhulu kuyangitela-ke imibonile umuntu ekhumba lomunye umuntu ngelindlela kumbe omunye umuntu umama kumbe ubaba athumezele omunye khonapho yabe ethadile umfane ongayeseni umuntu amcalanele kumbe indlela akhuluma naye ngayo yenze umkakhe ukuthi acine ukuthi kambe umuntu lo ngubani okhuluma ngaye kanje thena silokuthigcina silamula kakhulu abantu sebefile.
Sivale-ke ingxoxo yethu yalamhlanje, ungathini ngamafitshane inkosikazi Mlalazi?
Kuhle ukwethembana phakathi kwezimuli ngoba kakudali kucabana, kodwa nxa njengoba ubaba ikhuluma ukuthi kuyafakwa imifanekiso eyinye engacaci ukuthi iyabe isime njani kuyahlukuluza ingaphakathi, ngoba lawe uyabe ususithi lo muntu kutsho ukuthi kukhona into ayenzayo sibili.
Olo-ke ngunkosikazi Consilia Mlalazi, ongukhansila wakoBulawayo, bexoxa endaweni lomfundisi uSeni Sibanda wenhlanganiso ye-Christian Alliance. Singakehlukani-ke sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebesilazo kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Umhlangano we-SADC Troika owenzelwe eBotswana lamhla awuzange uthinte udaba lweZimbabwe. Ibandla lezaphu lisola umongameli Robert Mugabe ngenkulumo yakhe eyokwethusela abalwa impi yenkululeko. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezibuthana eSouth Africa zihlela amaqhinga okuphikisana lomthetho kahulumende owenqabela ukungena kwempahla elizweni. Silugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo, ngilitshiya kustudio 7 Live Talk, igama nguChris Gande, lilale.